female person, Monique. What I started seeing these, I read about a story, a free online newsletter, just like everyone else was doing, thinking how can, and selling some products on it, thought she's doing all right. But then she thought, I wonder if people would pay for this, would pay for what I'm offering. And she had I don't remember exactly what she sold, but it was something like she had a private membership site where you had to have a password. And once you got on it, you had access to all these resources for people who had write articles and things. And she had resources of where you could get published. And mm-hmm. that was her paid membership site.
Okay.
And she started doing this and did a lot of trial and error. And within a while, she had, I don't remember the exact numbers, but I think she had 1,000 people paying her, $10, $15 a month.
That ain't bad.
No, that's not bad at all. So again, I'm a student of these things I learned. I joke that if I had to survive on my own originality, I would starve. Because I'm not good at coming up with my own new ideas, but I'm pretty good at taking what other people are doing. So I thought, I wonder if I can convert my paid, written newsletter that I mail out to a website. That's kind of a horror story, because the idea is simple, but making it work is very complex. In that the reason it's complex is to have a membership site, where people are willing to pay money and to keep track. Again, you want this to be on autopilot. And in order to do that, it takes some very sophisticated software. At the time, it was like, $7,000, $10,000. Well, I didn't want to invest in that because I didn't even know if it would work. So I started doing it myself. And, you start bringing in all these other companies. Like, there's a company called iBill. There's one called ClickBank. And there's all these different companies who they do provide some good services in that, they will take care of all the billing for you. They'll assign the passwords. They'll do a lot of that stuff, which is really great. Because, it frees you from doing all that. Well, at first, I didn't do that. I talk about manual labor. Someone signed and you have a problem with their password, and you have to look it up and send back to them. And every time I wanted to change the website, you have to keep fresh content on there. And I have to make a new web page and things. And it was a lot of work. And frankly, for that, it took me about a year to realize that I like the concept. It's great doing online, but it's too much work. And there's too many pitfalls unless you have the right software. If you don't keep a lot of this stuff in-house, like you start using some of these other companies, let's say you use one of these companies who take care of all all the enrollment for you, the passwords, when it's time to rebuild them,
right.
When it's time for them to renew, that's great. But let's say that, their customer service starts going downhill. Or like one company I started with, they were great for 6 months, they were bought out by someone else. You are almost literally locked in to them. You have no control. And what's even worse, let's say that you work really hard on getting a membership site going. Again, and the most wonderful thing about it is the recurring billing. It's the stability of the job without having a job.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get that constant income. And, nowadays, it's probably better than a job. But the problem is, let's say you work real hard. You've got 1,000 people paying you $15 a month, mm-hmm. so you're making $15,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, that third-party services union to take care of all the accounting, the billing, everything. They go bust. They change their service. You don't want to use them more. Guess what? You have a lot of your customer information, but you don't have their credit card numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to change and you sent an email out to your customers, you would literally saying, gee, I'm having a change here. Can you please resubscribe?
You'd never get it.
Oh, man, you're lucky to get, 20% of those people sign up.
Uh-huh.
So I started running the membership site, which I'll talk a little bit more in a minute.
Okay.
I'm on the Business Fast Lane website now. Basically, what I do is I research unusual ways people are making money, unusual marketing methods and success stories, and I find these and I write about them. I tell how it's done. I tell, you know, I give some of my own personal insights that I think how it can be expanded, mm-hmm. how it can be applied to other things, that type of thing. So that's what I do on my site. And
how many different ideas are on your site right now?
Got over 250 case studies, articles, and things right now.
And you do all the writing for them yourself?
Most of them. I do have a section where I have called my expert section where uh-huh. I have a few other people on there.
Okay, that's a lot of work too, what you put into it, the writing and the editing and all that?
Yes, it's work, but it's really not a lot of work because, again, if you have the right software, which I'll talk about more in a few minutes, it's just literally finding stories, which people say, you know, how do I find the stories? It's kind of like when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you see that same car all over the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you've developed kind of a mindset. Same thing with this, you know, I'm always on the lookout for these stories anyway, so any time I find one, you know, I copy it, I put it in a file.
Mm-hmm.
So it really does not take a lot of work, and I'm a fair writer now, so it doesn't take me, when I do these stories, a lot of it condense them, do some rewriting, and then I add my own, but, you know, it isn't like writing a big, long feature article from scratch. But what this research has done, it's helped me to find all kinds of unusual ways people are making money and marketing methods and things which I help my members to use, and, you know, I use them myself. I mean, I'm constantly running into a new tool or a new marketing method or a new way to generate publicity and that type of thing that I'm learning from other people that I write about, which I also apply.
Isn't it wonderful to be able to do this and never to waste a minute? Because all the work you're doing is just like a treasure hunt, and you're learning something every time. It's like when I do these interviews, hey, I am learning from you just as if I wasn't working, and I would pick your brain. I mean, it's fun, isn't it?
It's terrific. One of my old friends and mentor, people would call him a guru. He said, "No, I'm not a guru. I'm a student. I just learn all the time."
Right.
And that's the way that I feel too.
You told me when you first started, you were having all kinds of problems with the management of the site. How did you solve those problems? And is it streamlined now?
Yes, I had two choices at the time. It was getting to the point where I was either going to pack it in and stop doing it, or I was going to say, okay, I know this works, I know I want to do it, and go to the next level. Well, I decided to keep it up, and the next level was to invest in having my own software developed that would take care of everything. Based on all my frustrations that I had in trying to run a membership site for over a year, and, you know, really getting to the point where I was literally spending so much time doing the maintenance and the administration and everything of it that I wasn't doing any marketing, you know. And so for my original 300 or 400 subscribers, you know, it went down way, way down because I was hardly getting in anyone new. If I could, I'd like to come back to that in a minute.
Sure.
Okay, and I'll tell you a little more about the software.
Tell me about the research. Can you just give me, without giving away all your secrets, can you tell me one method of ways that you found really interesting money-making stories? And tell me some of the really cool things that you learned about.
Okay, sure. Just one I want to reemphasize from my own experience is that one thing that people do is wrong. You know, they start selling online, and they think that that's the only way that they can do it. And they forget that just like I'm having success, still having success, in my revived aerial photography course, don't be afraid to mix offline advertising with online. Because if I was just trying to sell my aerial photography course, doing nothing but internet advertising and spending all day with the search engines trying to figure out what they're doing and trying to get more traffic, I mean, I'd have a fraction of my sales. So if you've got a website, don't be afraid to try magazines, postcards, because nowadays people will come to a website. You know, if you tell them to come to the website for a special report or to learn more or something, they will come.
And not only that, I'm just thinking so many people have offline businesses that would never even go to an online business, and you could contact them and license the rights to market their product exclusively online.
Oh, yes, yes. You could. Very, very few people know how to market online. They don't realize the things that you and I know, like, you know, set up your website, you know, have, find a way to capture your name, you know, put them on an autoresponder, make them a special offer. All these things that will just increase their offline sales. And if you do have a website, again, look for ways offline. Some of my favorite stories or ideas are things like, I love free and low-cost publicity, free and low-cost marketing. That's just one of my passions, because something that I always try to do, and while I haven't had super success like some of the people I research do, I still love them, and it just shows you what's out there. One of my friends is Mike Van Norden. Mike Van Norden is a friend of mine, and he's a publicity genius. Here's his story to show you what is capable.
Okay.
About several years ago, there was a big debate in Dallas over renaming their football stadium. As you probably know, people in Dallas are huge football fans, and they love the Cowboys. Well, at that time, their old coach, Tom Landry, had just passed away. And there was a big debate in the state on whether they should rename the stadium after him. That wouldn't be huge news here in California, but in Texas, that's big news. So my friend Mike and a friend of his quickly registered a name at the time of LandryStadium.com, or set up a petition on there. And people could vote yes or no whether to rename the stadium. He wrote a press release in about 10 minutes, faxed it out to all the major, radio, TV, and newspaper all around Texas. Within hours, they were picked up on radio stations. They started appearing in newspapers. It ended up being on, of course, all the local stations. Plus, it was even on ESPN. They ended up getting millions of people to see their site. They ended up with, within about 2 weeks, they ended up with 70,000 people came to their site to vote. And those 70,000, actually there was beyond 70,000, but of around 50,000 or 60,000, I don't remember the number, left. They subscribed for free offers. So within 2 weeks, he went from nothing, a website that didn't even exist,
right,
to having millions of dollars in publicity, to creating a mailing list of 70,000 people.
Wow.
All within as little as 3 weeks.
That's exciting. Did he put the list on the rental market?
I don't know. I don't know what he did after that, but they made quite a bit of money for a long time just, getting people to just, emailing people offers from them.
That's exciting. The power of the media. It is amazing. If you use your creativity and you piggyback on a hot story, you can do that. Did you get my CD-ROM? You got my CD.
Yes, yes, I did.
Yeah, I don't know if you've listened to. Did you listen to any of the stuff on PR?
Yeah, I listened quite a bit. I don't know. Go ahead.
The PR doctor. We talk about that. He was pretty sharp and a real serious Paul Cartoonian student.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the most interesting things I learned from him. It was the idea of piggybacking on hot stories. It's totally doable.
Oh, hot stories. I mean, I've got quite a few stories on that. Right now, happened a lot of news about Bar Stewart.
Right.
And her problems. Well, several people have set up websites now. There's this one guy set one up called SaveMartha.com.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is great what he's done. I don't know if he's a fan or not, but he really came up with a great idea. Because, for every big celebrity that's in the media that's just getting raked over the coals every night,
yeah,
most of them have a large fan base.
Right.
And same thing with Martha Stewart.
Well, I think I heard about that on CNN,
yeah,
Save Martha.
He set up a site, and he's got stories about her and, why it's unfair, what they're doing. He has a discussion board on there. He's got all these, different things. Or if you're a Martha Stewart fan, that's where you want to go.
Right.
And you can get caps and T-shirts and hats of Save Martha. And like you said, he's been on all the media. He's generating tons of traffic, lots of sales. Just to show you how that can be done on a smaller scale, one of my members of the Business Fast Lane, she took this idea about free publicity in a way that I thought was very clever. She didn't worry about any national story. She kept looking for a product that she could like, something she thought was unusual, something she thought would be a good one. And what she did was she found a product in a catalog, and it was some kind of little whistle, and it was supposed to be a very loud whistle. She wanted to give it to her mom because her mom was getting up in age, and she thought if her mom ever fell or they had a crime area in that area, her mom lived alone, that if she had this whistle, it would be a good thing. What she did was she actually bought it and she liked it, and she followed just the way we explained how to do it on some of the different articles and things on the website to contact the manufacturer, ask if you could buy them wholesale or be a distributor. 99% of the time they say sure. She wrote a press release and she started mailing it out. And the way she did the press release is that she wrote it so that if someone wanted to, all the sales would come through her. Well, she started getting some write-ups in newspapers and things, but she got her big break when she was contacted by Parade Magazine.
Okay.
That's the one that comes out once a week on Sundays, and it goes out to some like 28 million people.
Right.
She got this little brief write-up in there,
mm-hmm.
and to make a long story short, over the next about 90 days, she got something like $40,000 or $50,000 in sales.
Incredible, yeah.
Just from that. And that was a couple years ago. And when I talked to her, she said she still gets people, still gets sales from that.
Hey, there's no doubt. I mean, one little ad in Parade or one of the big national and good housekeeping magazines can make you hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
And she's talking about a little whistle she's probably only making 50% markup on.
Right.
Yeah, that may sell for $7 or $12.
Yeah, and one thing she learned from that, after she had that success, we started talking. I said, sell something that you get a higher price point, and something you'd have repeat sales. So yeah. That's what she's done now, and she's had some other success doing the same thing with some other products.
That's great. I think that's really important. On my site, about the most inexpensive thing I sell is around $300.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a pleasure to sell something for $300 and pocket, $250 or almost $300 if it's my own information product, or split it with someone rather than dealing with 10 other customers for products worth $30.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know your time is the most valuable thing. Dealing with 10 people is a lot more time consuming. There's 10 more problems. There's 10 more emails. It's 10 times more time out of your life. And you know who really hits this home, and I'm sure you've heard this, is Bill Myers. I mean, I think he's influenced my way of thinking about how to set your lifestyle up and value your time when you're choosing a product or business.
Yes, very, very much so. And isn't it funny, Mike, you ever run across this? It seems like the more money people spend, the nicer they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
You sell something for $5, and they'll fix the world, and they'll demand a refund, and it's just amazing sometimes. Sometimes you've got to shake your head.
Do you listen to Jim Rohn?
Yes, huh?
Jim Rohn in his weekend seminar, he talks about it. Can you give us a secret, one idea of how you do research and finding really cool stories?
Google has something. The Google.com, the big search engine, they have a service to know when articles are written on about a certain topic. You can type in the topic, and they will let you know that.
Wow, that's great. That's like a clipping service.
Yeah, it is. I mean, think of the clipping services, which just cost, so much money.
Well, Burrell's, I have an interview on my CD with an interview with a sales rep from Burrell's clipping service. It's $3,000 a year.
$3,000, I mean.
And Google will do that for you for free.
Google will do it, and there's a couple other companies. Look up online clipping.
Online clipping
service. Just do a search, and you'll find others. I know some that are like again, very reasonable, you know, like $10, $15, $20 a month.
Well, that, I mean, that one idea has just been worth the whole conversation.
Oh, I'm glad, because, you know, that's what the terrific things about the information age is being able to, you know, research information quickly and easily.
All right, and so you find interesting stories, and then you add to them, and you put them on your site for people who want to save the hassle of doing that, and people can go to your site. Before we talk about your site, let's get back to some of the problems you were having, which you explained, and you decided you needed to solve these problems if you were going to continue on with this membership site.
Okay.
And you designed your own software. Did you hire someone to do it for you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a fairly technical program or person when it comes to setting up websites, and I'd say I'm above average because I've done so much. But when it comes to programming, no.
Well, how did you find someone to do this?
Well, I'll tell you how you can find people to write software for you is two services online. One's called elance.com. The other one is called scriptlance.com. You put these up for bid. You say I want to create a software that will do this. And you explain what you want. And I'll just tell you a few cautions. It's a great resource, and sometimes it's much less expensive to have software written than you think.
Right. You got people writing them from all over the world who are working for, you know, $200 a month rather than $200 an hour.
Exactly. Of course, you know, you have to use caution. I would always suggest before you hire someone to do any project, have them do something, like a $50 project, very small, and see how they do. Because, you know, the biggest danger in investing in software that you hire someone, and this is true whether you're having it done by the guy around the corner or the guy around the world, is that, you know, the software doesn't work, or, you know, they have bad customer service, you know, or they don't get back to you.
And some other advice would be when you post your project, you want to post it privately so the whole world doesn't see.
Good advice, too, but I certainly recommend that. So really what I found was I took all the problems I was having, and just to name it off again quickly, I was totally sold on membership sites. I mean, I think anyone who has a hobby, a niche, if they're a writer or if they're an author, you know, or if they have a name in a certain topic, a membership site is something, or a paid subscription site, something that everyone should consider, because as you talked a moment ago, you can make a lot of money on the internet, but the big problem is to keep a good cash flow. That's so hard. And membership site's the best thing that I've ever done, knowing that I've got, you know, a steady cash flow coming in, you know, and every month a certain amount drop in, a certain amount, you know, join. But, you know, it isn't like they're all going to go away at the same time. And if you set it up right, you know, if you've got your backup and everything, you know, you reduce the chances of having some kind of a major disaster, like using one of these third-party companies that, again, are good. They do have some benefits because, you know, they keep you from needing to get your own searching account and that type of thing. But you got to realize that the more third-party people you involve, the more potential for problems.
This is the end of part two. Please continue to part three.
It's Michael with Michael Sunoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another bonus tip and a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you can be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info, product, information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At Hard to DefineSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean, edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sinoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip. It has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Sinoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. Hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com. If you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy, you cannot pass this up. So go on over to ClaudeHopkinsAdvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.